This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. It's basketball night as we salute our champions in Miami-Dade and Broward County. We had 8 in the 2 weeks that they played them, and certainly we congratulate everybody so far. We talked to Coach Okayo Swaby, Miami Country Day girls winning yet their 9th state title. Coach Greg Farias from American Heritage Plantation winning their 6th state title. And now we turn our attention to the boys' side, where we have one of, three repeat champions. And certainly Riviera Prep, who won last year, comes back this year playing Windermere Prep in the Orlando area, winning and taking home a 2nd consecutive state title. Coach Anthony Shabazz is the leader of that pack. He's kind enough to join us again this year. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations once again. I know winning never gets old, and you guys worked extremely hard this year.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you for having me on the show. And, obviously a testament to how hard the coaching staff and the kids work. I just very, very proud of the guys. You know, it was a different path this year. We went from being the hunters to the hunted. Big bullseye on our back every game, and pretty much got everyone's best shot for the most part every game.
If you find success, you're going to find teams like yourself that are playing a crazy schedule. And I know you guys played, 7 or 8 of the top 25 teams in the country this year. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, and certainly that's why you guys end up on the top of the heap again, finished 25-8. Talk about that, because I think that's the most important part. And we just, discussed that with the first two coaches about the schedule and how you need to challenge yourself if you're going to take this thing to the end.
Yeah, I heard a few of the coaches talking before, and, they kind of said the same thing I would say. And, I don't really care about my record, especially not in the regular season. We will play anyone, any place, anywhere, and we're always up for the ultimate challenge. We went to the Bahamas this year and played a few nationally ranked teams. We went to Dallas, played a few nationally ranked teams, played in the City of Palms, and played a nationally ranked team in Mater Dei. We went to the Mount Verde Invitational and played all sorts of nationally ranked teams there, number 2 team in the country. Ended up losing by 2 points in overtime and a heartbreaker. But, those games just get you ready for down the road. Nothing against the competition we faced in the playoffs, sure. But some of these nationally ranked teams, they just have a different arsenal of weapons and players. That number 2 team we lost to, Prolific Prep, they had 3 McDonald's All-Americans, along with, a lot of people's number 1 player in the country, AJ Dinabasta. So, I mean, right. we faced everything, and everyone. So I just think, again, just got us ready for down the road.
You know, you take a look, and it's even though, I mean, Windermere Prep, and a lot of people may now give them props, but they played you 2 years in a row. And then certainly, I mean, even though they don't have the talent you, that you do in a lot of ways, they could see what you've done. At least it's not coming new that you guys have some height and you guys have you run the ball a lot. Talk about that, because I think that a lot of people, you know, even though you beat the same team again, it wasn't a terrible team. I mean, at least they put up some opposition, and certainly they, you know, they deserve to be on the other side of getting to the state as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Windermere Prep's an incredible team, and they are very talented. You know, they have a 7-footer in the middle that's really, really good. They have Brandon Bass Jr., son of former NBA player Brandon Bass, who's a really good player. They had a point guard this year that they just brought in that was really, really good. They were a gritty team. And look, they made it there 2 years in a row for a reason. It wasn't by mistake. It wasn't luck. You know, maybe one time, maybe you get lucky, but 2 years in a row,
sure.
That just shows what type of team they are.
Yeah. And I mean, and you look at the basketball in the state of Florida. I mean, we saw on Saturday night when Oak Ridge took Miami High into overtime. So, I mean, you know that the teams that you play, you know, in the state of Florida are athletic. They have a lot of kids that can play. You look in the state championship game, and I know you guys have pretty much relied on Dante Allen a lot of the years to get the scoring done for you. He had a huge game. And it's always good to have somebody, you know, scoring 26 points and getting, you know, getting a lot of the rebounds for you. Talk about his performance, because I know, you know, and Mason Fuentes and Gustavo, I guess I'm saying it right, Guimarães Alves, is that how you say it?
Yeah, you're pretty close.
Pretty close. All right, I'll take it. But having those guys right there being the leader, especially Dante Allen as a scorer, how important is it for your younger kids to rally around playmakers like that?
Yeah, you know, the beauty about Dante's game is he actually, you know, gets more joy out of making an assist or a play for someone else. He's the first one to cheer on his teammates. And, you know, whenever he scores 26, 28, whatever it is, it's an efficient 26, 28. He's not jacking up a bunch of shots. You know, we have a really talented team, and we have a lot of guys that, you know, we allow play with the ball in their hands. And, you know, luckily for us, our guys usually make the right play, the extra pass, and really aren't concentrating on stats. I tell the guys all the time, you concentrate on stats, this is the wrong team for you, because – you could play a great game and have 2 or 3 points, and you can play an awful game and have 20 or 25 points.
Right.
You know, it's about the efficiency and what are you doing on defense. And, you know, it really is, you know, about the kids and the way they bought in, and they really truly don't care about stats.
Yeah, well, I think that's how come you're standing on the podium at the end, because of it being unselfish. And speaking with Anthony Shabazz, Riviera Prep wins another state title. Coach, talk about some of the role players, because I know we talk about those three kids that lead the way. Who are some of the kids that were like the unsung heroes that a lot of people, they may not get the stats and they may not get the spotlight, but without them, it'd be awfully tough to accomplish what you have.
Oh, man. If you come and watch one of our practices, you'd just be blown away, because you're going to see guys on the end of the bench that, you know, don't get the accolades or – you know, might not get the pat on the back or the notoriety, but you come watch them play and you're like, wow, these guys are really, really, really good. They just unfortunately play behind guys that are really, really good as well. You know, I was happy in that championship game. We got everyone in the game and everyone made some big time winning plays. And, you know, we trust every single one of those guys on our team. Our practices are way harder than our games. And, you know, that's why these guys are able to challenge each other and, you know, play the way they play, is because those guys towards the end of the bench are literally in practice, you know, challenging these guys every single day. We have so many guys at the end of that bench that just deserve to play and on most other teams would be playing, But, you know, unfortunately, it's the gift and the curse. You know, we have a really good team, and there's only 32 minutes and only five can play at a time. So we always echo that sentiment to the guys, and we let them know they're you know, really appreciated. And we truly couldn't do this without them, as cliche as that sounds.
No, it sounds like you've had that speech before, because it kind of rolled out kind of easy to tell everybody, listen, we're a team. You know, it's a team concept, and you got to be part of the team. And now, just like a lot of the girls' teams who've had success, and obviously with Miami High and New Orleans, what's next? I mean, do you condition? Do you open the gym a couple nights a week? Do you have a travel team, or do you have a club team that plays during the summer? What do you guys do to keep sharp?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously season's over, so we turn everything into club stuff and club workouts. I'm as crazy as they come when it comes to just putting hours in and work ethic. We practice pretty much most of the year at about 4:45 a.m.
Damn.
So we're old school with it. We like to get it out the way, and then that leaves the afternoon for other stuff, you know, conditioning, shooting, skill work, weights, ice tub, therapy, whatever we need to do. But, you know, we won on Friday. I gave them Saturday, Sunday off. And for the most part, pretty much most of the guys were in the gym on Monday already working and you know, just not satisfied with the back-to-back. You know, we know what's up ahead going for that legendary three-peat's not going to be easy. We'll have an even bigger target on our back, but we'll be up for the challenge, and you know, we'll put the work in, and hopefully at the end of the year we'll be able to be the last one standing again. But it won't be easy, and we understand the necessary steps it takes to get to that point.
Good stuff. Coach Anthony Shabazz, head coach 3A state champion Miami Riviera Prep. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Look forward to doing this every year.
Definitely, and I really appreciate what you do for the high school landscape. Definitely doesn't go unnoticed. We need more people like you showing love to Florida, South Florida, Miami, Broward, you know, everyone. It's going to take a village for Florida basketball to get that respect it deserves. But with people like you, we got a really good shot. So thank you.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate you. That wraps up hour number one. Don't go away. We have four more champions going to join us in the second hour. We'll see you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.